96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you looking forward to the holidays? Well, jingle bells may not be your theme this year. Some of you may actually sing this. That could be your theme, because this time of year is the most popular time for couples to split up. Why is that? And how do you get through it? How do you deal with it? Well, my guests are going to help us out with this tonight. Wilma Jones is a relationship expert and author of Living Happier After. 20 Women Talk About Life After Divorce. And Early Jackson, life coach and author of The Modern Princess, The 21st Century Guide to Fairy Tale Relationships. Buckle up. Here we go. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or comment about this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10. Wilma, good to see you again. And Early, thanks for joining the program.
Harold, it's a pleasure. Wilma, it's great to meet you. I look forward to the conversation.
Great to meet you, too. And thanks, Harold, for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Early, let me start with you. Why is it that the holidays are the biggest time for couples to call it quits?
You know, Harold, when I started looking at that whole idea of this time of the year and breakups, what I found statistically, there's a trend between October and February. So it's something about this fall season. But just right off the top of my head, I believe that this is also the time of the year where a lot of people are starting to think about what their next year is going to look like. I mean, if you're on social media, any week now, you're going to start seeing the posts coming in. You know what, 2016 is going to be my year for this, this, and this. And, you know, they'll have all those things there. So I think people are mentally thinking about shedding some things, purging from some things. And if a relationship hasn't been functioning well all year, this seems like a really good time to just go ahead and bite the bullet and make that decision before you step over into a new year.
But Wilma, that sounds so cruel. I mean, okay, here we are. We're in November. I'm thinking about turkey with the trimmings, stuffing, you know, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce. But I think there's some folks out there that are thinking that there will be one less body at the Thanksgiving table.
That's absolutely true. I was in that position. We actually broke up about 10 days before Thanksgiving was when he actually moved out.
Because you were married.
I was married, and right. We had been talking about the breakup, and I wanted it to be quick, and he wanted to wait until after the holidays, and that was a huge thing for me. And just like Early said, I wanted to prepare myself as well as my children for happiness in the future, and it going through the holidays when you're miserable with the person who is making you miserable in the house is not something that you look forward to. So I think that for people who are thinking about divorcing or who have had long-term relationships, I think that's a big part of it. But then when you're single, I remember from my 20s, there were those guys who always broke up with you before Thanksgiving, and then they came back around after Valentine's Day.
Wow.
I was just speaking with one of your interns and some of the younger folks here, and they told me that that's still prevalent. When
really?
You're in your 20s, people don't want to go to, guys don't want to go to Thanksgiving because they got to meet your parents. If they skip Christmas, they don't have to buy you a gift and Valentine's. So they come back in the spring. So I think that there are multiple reasons why it happens depending on where you are as far as your maturity in your love life?
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Is the holiday season breakup season? Are you planning to break up with someone before the end of the year or maybe even before the end of next week? Give us a call, 202-319-7810. Now, you said that your husband, he wanted to hang in there until after the holidays. Was that because he was expecting a gift?
Or was it was because of the kids. Because, you know, you don't want to have the kids have to live through their first, you know, through Christmas and, you know, have dad be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very open to, you know, coming and going as you please. But I needed to have some peace. And I think that especially with women who are in the situation that I was in, when you're in your late 40s and, you know, early 50s, you've got that gray divorce. And you say, you know, I think I can make myself happier after this. The thought of going through Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, while having that person still in the house,
mm-hmm.
that's a tough thing to do.
202.
And Harold.
Well, let me go to the phones real quick, and then I'm going to come back to you early because I want to hear what you have to say. And I also have a question for you. I need a male perspective on this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Reggie, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quick, Carol. I hate to say this, but sometimes women, it's a blessing from the Creator that you're not in a relationship, because unfortunately, we've seen a lot of relationships end up first dead, you know. And I'm not trying to, you know, be morbid or anything, but sometimes, you know, when that time comes, you know, if it's a point that you look at a person, you know, 2 years now, you don't be that person, but it's time to get out.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Reggie, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Here's my question early. Is it different for men when you're talking about the holiday breakup season as opposed to how women look at it?
It absolutely is, Harold. And I think that what Wilma said was so on point. But from a man's perspective, the holidays, particularly if that relationship is still in a gray area where things haven't been really defined, the holidays brings on a lot of pressure. Because you're going to be traipsing this guy in front of your family, that's a significant thing. You know, this isn't just a casual dinner with some friends. You're bringing this person, quote unquote, home for the holidays. They're around your family. They're around your nieces and nephews. And inadvertently, people are going to start pairing you two and asking those questions about it. How serious is it? When are you getting married? You know, all those things that if the man isn't invested in the relationship, He's starting to get, you know, real leery this time of year, because do I want to go through this and set someone up for a false expectation?
Wilma, you're shaking your head.
No, I was just agreeing with that, but you were talking about the man's perspective and about the breaking up at the holiday time. And one of the gentlemen who actually was at a workshop that I did told me, kind of from my husband's perspective, something that he never said, and that was that men, especially at holidays, they like that soft place to fall,
mm-hmm.
you know, and being out there, being single, you know, for the first time in, you know, 15, 20 years at the holiday season is not something that, from his perspective, that a man would really want to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. From a marriage perspective, I was just speaking more from a general, you know, boyfriend. We've been kind of, as they say, kicking it. We've been dating for a few months, and here we come up on a holiday season. If he's not vested where where the woman thinks he is mentally,
mm-hmm.
this time of year he's starting to shy away a little bit, because after this, you know, it's, you guys are locked in there. You've been seen with her family. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. And, you know, it's serious after that.
Wow.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, is it depends on where you are in the relationship, especially, you know, when you're younger, the woman wants to bring you and, you know, wants to get everything hooked up. But when she's gone, you know, what she might feel is the last mile of the way in the relationship, whether it's the holidays or not, especially, I think, if it's the holidays coming up, she wants the time to have a clean break and start fresh.
Gosh, I guess that's a new definition for not having Christmas cookies. 202-319-7810. 209-781-0202. How do you deal with holiday breakups? How do you get through it? Have you been through it? Are you planning on doing it? Let me go back to the phone lines. Tim calling from Northwest Washington. Go right ahead, Tim. Tim, are you there? I think we lost you. Give us a call back if you can. Sean calling from Maryland. Sean, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Sean?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I just say both of the panel members got things incorrect because ain't no real man doing nothing like that, first of all. That's a weak, them are weak boys, man, that do things like that. No real man do that.
What do you mean, Sean? Why would that be weak? What's weak?
Because, first of all, a real man, he ain't waiting for no so-called holiday come around. If things ain't working, he's going to be real straight with it, and he's going to cut it off before all that. All that about buying a gift or waiting until the holidays is over to call the woman back, that ain't no real man.
So you're saying there is no season for breakup, Sean?
No, I think that a real person, it doesn't make a difference when the time is. He's going to let you know, and they're going to end it. He ain't waiting for no Thanksgiving, and then after Valentine's, they get back with you. That's fake.
Oh, okay. So, Early, is he right?
Well, I hear what he's saying. I disagree, but I hear exactly what he's saying and understand it. When you're looking at from the perspective of manhood, mm-hmm. and being a quote-unquote real man, there are things that we just don't do. However, if we're being real, we didn't just become that. We evolved to that. So there are a lot of people in the process. And what we feel what a real man would or wouldn't do now is basically from our perspective of our level of integrity. But if we are honest, you know, I'm 44. In my 20s, I was nowhere near the level of maturity or the level of integrity that I am now.
He wasn't taught right in the beginning.
Through that.
Say again, Sean.
Then he wasn't taught right in the beginning. That's all fake stuff, man. The man is taught right in the beginning about how he deals with his lady friend, his wife, because the mother and father teaches them the situation so that they don't do the things that's incorrect. So I don't believe in none of that.
I think what you're talking about is from you came from a very solid perspective or solid upbringing.
Okay.
But that's not the reality of everybody that's listening to this show either. You know, there are a lot of people in different stages. So we're more speaking to everyone in those different stages as well.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Why is the holiday season, the time to break up? We're going to take a break in just a bit. But before we do, I need to get some website information from both of you. Wilma, what's your website? Because I want folks to be able to find out more about you as well as your book.
LivingHappierAfter.com is the website all about using positive psychology to get happier after divorce.
LivingHappierAfter.com. And Early, what about you?
It is www.themodernprincess.org, and the book is called The Modern Princess, A 21st Century Guide to Fairy Tale Relationships.
Okay, lines are still open, and we are still taking your phone calls, even after we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to hear from you, Ryan in Bowie. Stay with me. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network.